special double. That's what we hope. So summing up what we said to him. Klal Yishol Dov. Ha'adom le'hivro b'avu b'atzol v'v'oil v'azeh elu b'avu b'atzol v'v'oil v'av'av'av. Adam was not created for the matzah in this world. That's not the Iker. But Paul Tachlis of Bias Adam was for his matzah. Yadav Abba. Elo, Shematzah V'boi Nebazeh, who am sorry, the matzah V'boi Nebabba, Shehu Atachlis. The matzah of Adam Hazeh is Kovea, his matzah in Adam Abba. But that's the Tachlis. Okay, Timsa Maimari Chazal Rabbi Kulam Besigdon Echa. So therefore you find lots of Maimari Chazal, all the similar idea. Medami Poel Mazeh, the Bokim Uzman HaChona. They are likening Oel Mazeh to the place or the time of preparation. Olam Haba is the place of resting. Finished your journey. That's where you're going to. Olam Hazeh is the Zman of Hachana. Olam Haba is the Mokum of Menucha. V'achila Samuchon Kva. And you're eating what's already been preserved. So the Be'etzem are four Bechinas here. Because he's saying that there's Bechinas Mokoy, Bechinas Zman, but in both places, there's Mitzad the Mokoy, Mitzad the Zman, and there's Oilem Azeh, Mokoy and Zman of Oilem Azeh, Mokoy and Zman of Oilem Abok. So it comes out. We've got four ideas, that's what he's saying. So he's going to bring us four Yesodis here, four Chazal. Behu Masha Omru. Hoyle Mazeh Doyme Le Proisdo, Mifle Oyle Mabba. Kavishu Kisavti Le El. The first one is, Oyle Mazeh is the Mokim of Mabba. Oyle Mazeh is the Proisdo, Bifnei Ha'olam Haba. It's the whole way to get to Olam Haba. So that's Mitzad the Mokum. Hayom La'Soysom V'Loy Mokho La'Soysom. Hayom La'Soysom Mokho L'Kavu L'Schorom. Today is the time to do mitzvahs and not tomorrow. Today is the time to do mitzvahs and tomorrow is the time for Kabbalah Schar. So that's Mitzad the Zman. Olam Hazeh is the Zman, Mitzad Zman, for Kiyuma Mitzvahs. And Olam Haba is not the Zman, the Zman for Kabbalah Schar. What's the difference between Mokum and Zman? Oh, yeah, a lot of differences, but what's the difference in the idea? Aren't we saying the same thing, whether we say it, whether it's Mokum, whether it's Zman? Not entirely. Mokoim means the hachone of Olam Hazeh. The mitzias of Olam Hazeh is a mitzias for hachone. So the idea of the proizdor as opposed to the traklin, as opposed to the hall, the main place. What will you find in a hallway? You're going to find furniture or anything which is necessary to help you get to the hall. What will you find in the hall? Let's say a hall for a wedding hall. It's where you're going to sit down and have your dinner. What will you find there? You'll find tables and chairs, and they're set with all the different silverware and all the plates and all the and there's salads on the table that flowers on the table and all this, each table has its different, if let's say a real super choshev dinner will have a menu on the table and it'll have certain few drinks on the table and glasses and stuff, maybe a really super thing, you'll have four or five different glasses, you know, a glass for soda and a glass for this wine and a glass for that wine and a glass for cocktails and something else. It's all set. That's what you're going to find in the truck league, because that's where you're supposed to go and sit and enjoy. In the hallway, you're not going to find tables and chairs like that. You might find in a long hallway, you might find on the way a couple of chairs, a couple of easy chairs, maybe a sofa or two. You know, we're talking about a choshva place. I was once in the New York Hilton for a super choshev chasna, money no object. So they had the hallway from the chuppa room to the dinner room was a long hallway, and of course there was a shmorgas before the chuppa, and you set up the chuppah, then you went to the dinner place for the dinner, the hall for the dinner. So first of all, along the whole way, as you're going, there were individual musicians, each one playing machanigun. So you should chalila get bored, you know, when you're walking there, and each was separate. By the time you heard one, and then by the time you got to the next one, you couldn't hear this one already. Then there were these type of little tables and chairs that if you got tired out walking there, you know, you could sit down and think. But it wasn't all set up for eating, because that's not what you're supposed to eat. This is just going along. And then when you finally got to the hall, there were two ladies there giving out candies and stuff, so you might recover from the girl, the whole long 3-minute walk from one place to the other. It was quite entertaining, the whole thing. And when we sat down, now by the dinner, there was a 19-piece band, so there wasn't like, just one guy here, one guy there, one bad band, a 19-piece band. And then the vice was ganz interessant. There was a menu, it was all in French. I don't know what the point of making a menu in French. It was in New York. It wasn't in Canada. And in Canada, you're supposed to have both languages. Not a thing. And the kids said nobody understood anything. There was a thing. So it looks kosher. And we're sitting there, the first course. You're at the first course. So it was a ganz vikuach amongst everybody sitting around the table. Is this meat or fish? Afkemina, do you need to do shtifa v'adocha before you have the next course? Or what was it? It was a super, out of the, what they call it, state-of-the-art food, which from other Mauritian, nobody's ever tasted this stuff. And yeah, if you eat it, it's good you realize why. So, oh, you're over. And then at the end of the whole thing, they had, after dinner, we didn't stay for that, it was a chaval, I wouldn't wanted to stay for that. They had a ganze concert with all the different, all the Gdoile music came to sing, well, which about five or six of the big stars came to have another hall that episode. Anyway, so I had a good musig, and what's the prize door? And what's the truckling? It's a big difference between the pro store and the truckling. What will you find in Oda Mazer? I think I already told you this. I told you also the Meister Shahoya that an American tourist came to see, what American tourist? American Kavir came to see the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim lived in Tachlis HaPashtus. He had poshut wooden chairs and poshut wooden table, didn't have any couch or anything like that in his house, no armchairs. So this bench looking around, and he says, "Rebbe, where's your couch? You don't have a couch." So Chofetz Chaim looked at him. He said, "Where's your couch?" So he said, "What do you mean? My couch is at home." So the Chofetz Chaim says, "Mine as well. Mine's also at home." He says, "Where's home?" So the Chofetz Chaim, he's in the prosdor. Where's the couch? Where's all the furniture? He's building a mansion in Olam Haba. That's the ikar. You don't take your couch with when you're on the way. Chofetz Chaim, Mamish lived. He's in the prosdor. He's on the way. What do you need? What do you need? Whatever you need for Olam Hazeh. Good. Bezman Hazeh, most of us probably need a couch. If you only had wooden chairs, we'd go a bit meshugge. But the whole yesod here in Bitzad Mokim is, what will you find here? What is there in Olam Hazeh? There isn't the whole suuda. There isn't the whole all the hanos which we're going to get. There's the things which are hachana. That's what you'll find here. That's Bitzad Mokim. What's zman? Zman is something different. Zman is that a person should say to himself, "I'm on the way, and the clock is ticking, and the nafkamina is right now. I could do a mitzvah. Right now, I have a nisayon. I can do a mitzvah or not do a mitzvah." So, if there's no such thing as zman, do it tomorrow. Do the mitzvah tomorrow. Do the mitzvah. Put the mitzvah off to later. But don't be silly. If the clock is ticking, then a person chaparai. It's another chazal which one can understand if you go to American chasnas. Olam hazeh kebe hilula damya. Olam hazeh is like a smorgasbord. It touches a wedding thing. Chatoif v'achoil, chatoif v'achoil. Chaparai and eat. So the smorgasbord, you have to chap the food. You have to take the food. Or the tish, maybe, I don't know. You have to chap. They're not going to come, the waiter, bring you the food. You have to chap. Chatoif v'achoil. Because if you don't chap, who says you'll be here tomorrow? Nobody knows how long we're here for. And even if you'll say, "Okay, well, I will be here tomorrow," but tomorrow you can get more. It's chaval to waste today. That's mitzat the zman. It's a whole different type of hisoyrus of the chashivas of Olam Hazeh, chaparayin. Do mitzvahs. Hayom la'asoysom. U'mocha lekavu scharam. Chaparayin. That's mitzat zman. Now, the other to be, what about Olam Haba? Now let's look at how it's describing Olam Haba. Misha Torah be'erev Shabbos yoichal b'Shabbos. If you toreach on erev Shabbos, then you can eat on Shabbos. Misha lo torach be'erev Shabbos meichal yoichal b'Shabbos. So that's mitzad zman. Dahainu mitzad the zman. If look at the other side. A person didn't make cholent for Shabbos. On Shabbos, he can't make the cholent. What's he going to eat? He got nothing to eat. But if he weren't Torech on Erev Shabbos, he got nothing to eat. When he comes to Olam Haba, it's no longer the Zman of Mitzvahs. So a person comes to Olam Haba and he didn't do Mitzvahs, it's too late. That's Mitzad the Zman. So Mitzad Zeh, it's also Ma'orer me to do things here. Mitzad the Zman, Chaparai, prepare. Do mitzvahs. The more mitzvahs we have, the more Olam Haba we'll have. We don't have mitzvahs. Okay, I'll put it off. I'll watch a movie. I'll do this. Well, the movie, that's pashtus, it's a good hachodah for Gehillim. But I feel it seems a loyma. You found the clean movie, or what some guys said, I've heard such a musik, it's a censored movie. I don't understand who censored it. So he's going to get hit him. Well, what heta was there for anybody to censor these movies? Kami told me this a Naya Musak. Oh, they get women in India to censor certain sites on the internet. So they're not yin. And you give them the klonim and they censor it. No. So you found the one movie which doesn't have all the schmutz. And it doesn't have deus koizmus, doesn't have bad hashkofers, wrong hashkofers, which are going to assume subliminally this is what life's all about. I don't believe you'll ever find a movie which is telling you these ideas. Hayom la soiso bochol kavul schorom. Oyle vaze is a proizdo. Oyle vabo is the tracklin. Oyle vaze is not the ikka. Don't believe you have such a movie. Faket oyle vaze. You see all these nice, beautiful houses and fast cars and all the ikkas. Oyle vaze. Oyle vaze. If you've got the seichel, you really look carefully at a movie, you realize you wouldn't want to live in a house like that, because all you're seeing is two walls of this house. It's a set. It's not a thing. All they're showing you is that corner, right? This side is completely open. There's no house here. And if you look carefully, that's not real furniture. This isn't a real car. It's only half a car, or it's part of a car, and all these sachen that they show you. They're tricking you, playing around with you. You're such a nar. You put yourself in the hands of these chevra to be fooled. But im kol zeh, there's hashpoas from the ideas, which are subliminal ideas. But dal kol zeh v'hochi. Let's say it's just a waste of time. It's a waste of time. So what happens in Olam Habo? What happens to those hours? You didn't prepare anything in those hours. You'd be starving. It's like Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. So mitzad zeh, a person should think, should I waste this time? Lo yitzu, a person's doing something which we spoke before a couple of weeks ago. If he's doing something which helps him learn, even though it's not direct. So it's all sorts of things. Eating is not called bittul zman. Assuming a person eats in order to have koach to learn, and he doesn't make a guts 3 hour suda out of every meal, you know. Sleeping is not bittul zman. Assuming he sleeps the right amount of times, he's koach to learn. So a person is doing exercise, shmuzing. One of the kinyoni ha-Torah is miut sicha. Miut sheino and miut sicha. Miut derech eretz. Miut sheino doesn't mean no sheino. Miut sicha, lav tafka means, doesn't mean, that's what God says. No. Doesn't mean no sicha, no shmuzing. A person needs a certain amount. How much? Till 3 a.m? No. But a person jumps from the shtender and runs to the dorm and then goes to sleep and doesn't say anything to anybody, gets up and goes back to the base medrash, never speaks to anybody. Chisar. So, but one has to think, mitzad olam habo, what am I getting out of this? Am I getting something olam habo out of this? That's mitzad this idea. That is mitzad the metzias, the mokum. The haynu, the emshech is oyle baze is doyim leyabosha. Oyle baba is doyim leyam. And the emshech is whatever food you put on the boat, then you've got what to eat. But once you're in the yam, you can't go buy food if you don't have it on the boat. So that's also mitzad the metzias. So what is Olam Habo? So Olam Habo has the gmaltiga hano, and it's only what you prepared. So it's mitzad the metzias of Olam Habo. Kele Rabbi Malzeh Haderech. Chazal, once you bring this, all these type of chazalim are divrei his oiras, to use Olam Hazeh properly. Now, Ad Kan, the beginning of the parak, he said that the Yisoid HaChassid, Shoresh HaAvodah HaTmimah, Hu Sheyis Bare V'Yis Ames Eitzel HaAdam. So we explained there are two things. One is Yivare, Machoy Vosu V'Elamu. One is you have to be Yivare. You have to get clear. What is Choy Vosu V'Elamu? And then Yisamis, he has to internalize the truth. Ad Kan, the first part, Yisbarer. We beat Mevarer. Now, what is Chayvasei Ba'olam Hazeh? From now on, the second half of the pairing is the Yisavis. Now he's going to be Ma'orer, show to us the truth of this. Now, again, this Sefer is not a Sefer of Kiruv. And it's not trying to convince you if you don't believe in Torah and etc., then he's not trying to prove to you that Torah is Emes and v'chula v'chula. It's talking to people who are makabel at Torah is Emes and people who are learning. That's why it's called Mesilas Yesharim. And to those people, it's a sefer, which is, as he says in the Hakdamah, be mechazik yisoidus, which we know. But the derech now, to be, the yisamis, is to be mechazik the emes of this. And it's very important to be mechazik the emes, because we live in a world, be'etzem, which is misnaged to all these yisoidus. We live in a world that olam hazeh is the ikah, and either olam hazeh is olam habo is a tofel, or it doesn't exist bichlal. And most people in this world are never thinking about olam habo. Think to yourself, when was the last time you thought about olam habo? Could be last week when we were in this vat. When was the last time you thought about olam habo? The Maisa, how much koyach do you put into the tefillah for olam habo at the end of a volatil? How much is olam habo on a person's mind? So, maybe that's the ganze tachlis. And the reason is because we live in a world which we're bombarded, everything outside olam yeshivas, outside yeshiva, is the olam hazeh is the ikah, olam hazeh is the ikah. Get hanah, enjoy. Enjoy what? Enjoy this world, enjoy physical pleasure, enjoy this pleasure. Just enjoy. And it goes very deep inside. So in order for us to change that, it has to work on that. Yis abes, you have to be work on accepting, not accepting alpiseichel. Alpiseichel, everybody here believes that a mensch was created for olam habo. Nobody here believes that at the end of Be'er Shana, just go into a kever like a dog and that's it, life's over. Metzius is over. No, that's just when life is beginning, Be'er. Nobody believes that. But Yisabes, that there's the internal, that one should, that truth should echo within us, that needs avoider. So now he's going to show us this. And this shtickle, till the Vikuach came out, I misunderstood completely what he's saying. When I saw the Vikuach, I have a completely different chat. With the Vikuach, it's very clear. What's he saying? In the beginning, he says, "V'tira be'emes, shekvo lo yuchal shum bal seichel ahamin shetachlis b'yis ha'odem hula matzov v'boidem hazeh." He says, look, any bal seichel is poshut that you cannot believe that tachlis b'yis ha'odem is for matzov v'boidem hazeh. And he goes on to show why. So what's he coming lafuke? I always thought, before the Vikuach came out, he's coming to Lafuke, a Goyish Mahalach, or a total secular Mahalach, that a person in Olam Hazeh is all there is, and as I said, after he dies, so everything's over, and he just becomes, just goes into nothingness. But in the Vikuach, you see, it's not true. In the Vikuach, where the Seder of the beginning of the Sefer is quite different, very, very kedai to learn the Vikuach. Very kedai. You'll get a tremendous amount out of it. The Vikuach goes with questions and answers. So in the Vikuach, the I told you that it's the Rebbe there is the Chosid, and the Talmud is called the Chochem. Because the Talmud is somebody who learns the whole day and knows all Chochmas Chitzonius as well. And the Chosid is somebody who's been Oisek in Chasidus, the Hainu in what we call Avoida. They're old friends, they meet, and the Chochem asks the Chosid, so what have you been doing with your life? I've been studying and learning and studying away. What have you been doing? And that's how it all begins. So part of this discussion, the Chosid asks the Chochem, so let's clear what could be the tachlis of Bria, of the Bria. I know, we were talking about yesterday in the Vat. The Vat, everybody's asking, there's a Bria. To the Chosid and the Chochem, there was a Bria. And if there's a Bria, it must be a tachlis. So what was the tachlis? So he says, the Chosid says, you can clear a Chakira. It's one of two things. Either the tachlis of the Bria, we don't really know. We don't really know why the Rebbeinu Shlomo created the Adam, ultimately. Got no idea. But what we do know is that we find ourselves in this world. And if we find ourselves in this world this world is full of hanos, the kol mineim, lots of different types of hanos. And it's we know, no suffix, that after this world there's an olam haba. But what's the tachlis for the Bria Sa'adam? So it's the tachlis Bria Sa'adam be'etzem that Kodesh Baruch Hu created a world of hanos, and there's no point in creating hanos unless there's someone to be nerdy from it. In other words, you're not going to make Marshall, you can be toreach and make a delicious cake if nobody's ever going to eat it. Well, that's stupid. Why should you make such a delicious cake? Nobody's going to ever eat it. You won't paint a beautiful picture if nobody's ever going to see it. So if you're making hanos, you must need someone to be nene. And eventually there's Olam Haba. Yeah, we don't know anything about Olam Haba. But there's Torah. What's the point of Torah? He says, the point of Torah is twofold. Torah is, so one second, the Adam is the Nene. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Adam to be Nene from all his chasodim in this world. Created all these geshmak and zach, and he created the Adam to be Nene from it. It's part of his chesed. He also gave Torah so that A, the Adam should become a total behemoth, just fresh his guts out and do nothing else, become a huge baltaiva, nothing else. He wants him to remain some type of surah of a human being. So Torah doesn't allow you to get hanor from this, doesn't allow you to get hanor from that. Certain level of self-control, that remains some level of humanity. And B, to remind you that there is a boire, and you're not the boire. There is a boire in the world. Is that the biur in Bria Sa'adam, the tachlis of Bria Sa'adam? Or the other alternative is, the other side of the chakira, is, like you said till now, Adam was created for Olam Haba, the ganz tachlis is Olam Haba, and Olam Hazeh is Avur Matzovei, Ba'olim Zachonah for Matzovei Olam Haba. Which of the two things is Emes? That's what he declares a Shaila. And that's the Shaila which he's coming here to say. The Hainu, Be'etzim, what he's saying now, what he's coming Lafuki now, is not a secular idea that the Adam, there's no spirituality, there's no God, there's no Olam Haba. No, he's not coming to that. He's coming Lafuki, basically, what most people call themselves Orthodox Jews believe. And certainly people who are modern Orthodox, that's much what they believe. Tachlis is, who knows anything about Olam Haba, don't know anything about Olam Haba. You know, people saying stupid things. Anybody come back from there and tell you what it's like? You know, those stupid things. Right? It's something much more than came back from there. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, told us certain things about it to the degree that we can know. That's number one. We don't know about Olam Haba. The mice, you're in this world. There's lots of things to enjoy in this world. And you should enjoy the things in this world, and that's the Baila, this is this life. This life, you enjoy what's in this world. You don't become a complete manuvel. Okay, so the Torah controls you, certain things you can't do. And yes, you've got to remember there's a God. So, you know, three times a day, put in a few minutes, mumble around, and, you know, do a few religious things. Saturdays, don't go to work, you keep Shabbos, whatever that means. You have some type of spirituality in your life. Is Shabbos the Iker? So Chazal tells us the whole Iker of the world is Shabbos. That's what we say. Takis Maisev Shemai Varets. That's what we say on Friday night. These people are not busy listening to what they're saying anyway. I don't know if they say all the words. And if they do, they don't understand what they're saying. And if they would understand what they're saying, they never think about what they're saying. So that's not a problem. So what's Shabbos? Shabbos is just to get koiches, Allah for Sunday. You can really enjoy yourself in Chutz Laaretz. Most people don't, but that's the idea. And then to get koiches, so you can carry on working Monday through Friday. And what do you do Shabbos? You come. You go to shul. It's a beautiful social occasion. You meet all your friends for the week. Shmooze aray, go home, have a good meal, go to sleep. Wake up 9-10 o'clock in the morning, roll back into shul, have another shmooze, go to the kiddush club during this gewaltige takole of Chazal Kriyas HaTorah, just time off so you can have your kiddush club, get shikah, not too shikah, so you can twaddle back into shul for musaf, or be the part of the quick musaf while they were davening outside for the quicker one. You know, they don't want it to so long. This guy's davening, or if you're Nebuch, they decide to employ a chazan and he decides to, you know, do a piece of opera for the kedusha, and you don't happen to like it. If you enjoy the opera, it's okay. You'll be the guys who are voting that you're happy that you've got such a chazan. You don't want to be too shikah, so you can actually be neder from the opera of the chazan, and then you go to another kiddush because the alcohol might have started wearing off, and then you go home and you manage to have another meal or not meal or wash or whatever it is. For some reason they don't wash at these kiddush, you don't know why. Just wash and finish, then you don't have to have everything else, chalent and chopped liver and fish and all the stuff. So why do you wash already, and then you don't have to wash again when you come home? Then you poof away till Mincha, Bayriv, you made it, you didn't make it. But you want to go to Mincha because you have another shmooze with somebody, or Bayriv. Then it's Motzi Shabbos, the winter, let's get going. Now you've got Koiches. You go to this Mishagas and that Mishagas. So, I mean, you want Shabbos, and you want Pesach, and you want all these. All these beautiful holidays, they're very nice. Okay, Yom Kippur, so you fast, it's good for your weight, it's good for your conscience, it's good for your, you know, feel good about yourself, God will forgive you, whatever things. That's a Yiddishkeit. But the Iker is only about that. This is what is coming now, Fuke. So, Yitz Hashem. Next week, I'm going to enjoy Olam Hazeh, in South Africa. And next week, the week after, we're going to get to the Tachlis of Yom HaTorah. So you're going to have to be in suspense for 2 weeks to find out why that Baal HaChaim is ridiculous.